All right. Hey, dude. Hi. This is Jessie Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, of course, the fabulous Brain Dump Diaries podcast that you are now listening to, as well as many fantabulous journals, courses online, as well as the beautiful one-on-one coaching offers that I have as well. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is this new level, this new change, this new clarity that I have come to, and why it's so important that I share this and I clarify this. Because not only is it good for you to know, but it's good for me too. Because for so long, I have been tiptoeing around the fire that it is I have to share with the world. And that is because I am looking and working and actively turning the fitness industry on its head for all of eternity. Until the day I die, this fitness industry is going to change from what it is today. And that is because I am an athletic mindset coach. So I help competitive and athletic women avoid and kind of work through burnout by changing the way that they see health and life. Because when you think about it, we go into health, into making changes with our lifestyle for good and honest reasons, but we get lost very easily with the ideal lifestyle that this Fitspiration and these like models that we follow, or just this motivation. We get lost in all that it is that they share and all that they show. And it turns from us wanting to lose just 10 to 20 pounds and looking for that motivation into wanting that six pack, into doing all of this crazy meal prep, into buying into the supplements, into buying into the memberships, to buying into the next best thing, the next best secret, to wanting those flat abs, into wanting that big butt, into wanting everything that we are shown compared to what we initially started this journey out on. And for a lot of us, that was very simple and basic and real and raw. And it can look like just wanting to be healthy for your kids so you can play with them and see them grow up and actually be a part of their lives. To wanting to just be healthy for your job, maybe have a physically demanding job, or it's very sedentary. That's the word. And you want to be active so that you can enjoy life outside of work. And you also want to be able to perform as best and give as much as you can in your job. Maybe it's just for you personally so that you can feel better. Like, you love who you are, you're working on yourself and your soul, but that outer shell is something that you kind of want to change up a little bit. Not that you don't like it, or maybe you do. Maybe you just have this hate and this distaste for the shell that you've been given to walk and like go through this life with, and you want to change that in order for you to live your full life. And it just starts out with something very simple of just a small, small goal. And then we get lost and we get trapped into this cycle, into this industry of never enough, of always pushing, of striving and hustling and grinding and sleeping when you're dead and never being good enough and always seeing room for improvement, but never actually enjoying what it is that you've already accomplished. And that's where so many of us get burnt out, get lost, or just don't even want to go back because that's all you've ever known. Maybe you started dieting when you were 13 years old. Maybe you started dieting when you were 10 because for some reason, your family was so very obsessed with body image and we're always self-deprecating and always wanting to lose weight and always on that next binge or that next cycle or that next thing, that next quick fix. Maybe you have been overweight your entire life and you're just ready for a change. Maybe you've had a healthy outlook, but then you got lost in all that is the black hole of the fitness industry and it turned you into something unhealthy that sadly is a large majority of the health and fitness industry is a very masked healthy view, and it's really unhealthy. And that's what I want to change, because I've gone through that myself. I initially started out on my health and wellness and fitness and food journey because I was in sports in high school and I wanted to perform at my best. I wanted to lose some weight and I wanted to be a bodybuilder. And that's what it all started out as. But then I got trapped and I got lost in the pretty pictures, in the magazine covers, in do this, not that. And then it got even worse when I went to college and got around even more of those kind of people, which, I mean, are great, and I still consider a good chunk of them my friends, but I went into a very dark place. So what I initially started out on as this health journey, as this exciting thing for me to do that I was so passionate about, turned into something that completely took over my life, took over any social life that I could possibly had, distorted my view of food immensely to the point where I was counting down the minutes until I could eat next, because that last meal that I just got done with 5 minutes ago felt like nothing hit my stomach, because I thought that seeing stars and being on the verge of blacking out in the gym because I was pushing so hard and because I was eating so little meant that my diet was really on point, meant that I was on the verge of like getting to that next level. My life got so distorted that what I was initially starting out on and what I was helping others achieve by getting into fitness, by seeing a healthy view of food, by gaining some confidence and losing some weight, I was struggling so immensely myself. And I had to take a step back because I got into burnout. The thing that was my therapy, the thing that I enjoyed immensely, that was my one and only me time during the day when I was working and going to school and working on a business on the side and trying to have a social life and like living with other people, the gym was my one and only time to really decompress, and it was falling apart. It was something that I had to force myself to do. It was something that was making me so uncomfortable and questioning my entire life, because I had set out to live this healthy life and to share it with others, but it had completely distorted everything. And I got burnt out, and my limited calories, I ended up just completely falling off. I'd say falling off then, but now it was my beginning point of recovery. And I started eating everything that I wanted to, that was off limits before, and eating to my heart's desire and eating to my body's desire. And I instantly gained 10 pounds, like without even trying. And I was so defeated. So I was comfort eating. I was binge eating. I was barely going to the gym and was just so stressed and so debilitated for months. And I had to work myself out of that. I had to find my reason why for doing all of this. And it came back to me. It got to the point where I didn't care if I ever stood on stage. I didn't care if every single guy I met thought I was beautiful. I didn't care if I had a flat stomach that didn't roll over when I bent over to put my underwear on. What I cared about was being able to wake up every day and getting a full night's sleep, because I was running on 4 to 5 hours and I thought that that was successful when it was just tearing my body apart. I wanted to get back to creating a healthy and functional body that didn't get her back thrown out by picking something up and crying, trying to put her underwear on because her back hurt so bad. I didn't want to be sick for weeks on end every year because my body just couldn't handle it anymore. And I wanted to find that confidence that I had set out with, that I had in high school before things got distorted and before I started questioning and doubting everything and every bit of my abilities, because I saw what everyone else was doing, what everyone else looked like, and what everyone else was saying, and thought, how in the world is somebody going to care and listen to what I have to say? Care and listen to me. When so many people were craving and looking for my voice. And I had to work myself out of that. It took a solid 2 years to get out of that and come back to a healthy mindset, and another full year to completely change and uproot my like foundation and my base of what I saw and viewed as health and get it back to what it actually needs and is. And that is why I do what I do. That is why I want to change the fitness industry. That is why I want to throw it on its head. Because there is no right and wrong way to exercise. There is a right and wrong way to do form and to lift weights properly without hurting yourself. But there is no good and bad way to exercise. The only thing that is going to be the best exercise for you is the one that you look forward to and you want to do every single day or a couple times a week. The best diet for you is not the latest trend, is not the thing with the most products, not the thing that is going to require you to meal prep even more. It's the thing that is so easy, you don't even have to think about it anymore. It comes naturally, and you know without a doubt, that you are doing exactly what it is that you need to do for your body, for your life, for your health, for your goals, for your job, for your future. And you don't even have to doubt it anymore. You no longer have cravings because nothing is off limits. Everything is available. And if everything's available, there's no reason to cheat. There's no reason to feel guilty because you can have it. And when that limitation is gone, it's the same as when you were finally able to drink and smoke. The thrill of being able to, of not being able to do it and only doing it behind closed doors is gone. So it's no longer this big deal. And you can finally find the balance of it. And you start to see how it affects your life. You start to see that it starts to trickle into your business and your career and your job, and it has a positive effect on that. You start to see it changing your mindset and changing the stress and the anxiety and the depression and the things that made you cry on the bathroom floor, not knowing why, feeling so empty and hollow because you just couldn't do it right. All of that can go away. You've been given this life for a reason. You've been given your struggles, your limitations, your superpowers, and your voice for a reason. And it's time that you start listening to it. We are pushed and given so much information, so much knowledge, that we lose sight of the one thing that actually tells us what does and doesn't work best. And that's our bodies. It really does tell you. It really does have a lot to say, and it really does know best. We just don't trust it because we've been told time and time again that our bodies are going to let us down. Our bodies are going to drive us to eat, to overeat. But really, the real thing that's happening with all of those cravings, with the lack of motivation, and with the struggle and stress and fear and doubt and shame and guilt, is the disconnect. The one thing that's struggling with all of that is the emptiness that is missing somewhere else. This could all be an emotional fear. This could all be an emotional hurt. Or it's just a disbelief that you aren't actually able to have an easy, flowy, fun, and healthy life. It's all a mindset thing. Because you are more than capable of doing it. You are more than capable of losing the weight, of being healthy and happy and sexy and joyous and strong and fit and competitive and driven without it taking over your life, without feeling less than if you take a rest day, without feeling guilty if you have a cupcake, without feeling shame if you take a second helping, and without losing your confidence because you're starting from the ground, from level one again. Changing your mindset around all of this is the hardest thing you'll ever do if you are very competitive, if you have an athletic background, or if you've been struggling with this your entire life. But it is the thing that will change it from this point on. Deciding that it gets to be easy, deciding that you actually do know what's best, deciding to put in the groundwork of making it easy, of experimenting with the foods that are going to work best for you and the movement that's going to work best for you. And finally, feeling supported. Not only by others, by those closest to you or those who you bring into your circle, but by yourself too. Too often we are trying to numb out that voice that is screaming out for us for help, because we can't be alone, because there's so much stress and so much doubt and so much fear and so much what if rolling around in our head. But what if we silence them? What if they no longer took over your life, kept you from sleeping, and kept you from enjoying every moment of every day? What if everything that you dreamed of, everything you wished for, and everything you wanted was beyond possible? What if the life you want so badly was actually the life you could be living? Isn't that almost scarier than missing it? And that is why so many people never see it. But I don't want that for you. That's why I am going to be loud and proud and share this message more often than not. That is why I am gaining this clarity, why I have been quiet and resting and working through things on my own, so that I can say this and I can get clear and I can know that this is the way. This is the way for anyone who has been struggling, who has fear around fitness and food, who has doubts of their abilities to do it, who has yo-yoed for so very long, and who has put their health on the back burner because it's been too much. It's a necessity, but a time-consuming one, and they just are not ready to deal with it yet. Even though life is struggling, business is hard, relationships are falling, and their mind is spiraling. So, hello. I'm Jessie Wallacher, your friendly athletic mindset coach. And I'm ready to help you avoid and get through this burnout that you are experiencing or on the verge of by changing the way you see health and life. Because on the other side of all of this is everything you've ever wanted. And I'm ready to help you see that. So thank you so much for listening to this lovely, beautiful rant on this episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am looking forward to hearing what you have to say. As always, my links for all of my social medias will be down below. Everything right now is Jessie Wallacher, whether it is the .com, the Instagram, or the Facebook. Otherwise, you are on the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, which is the only thing that's different. So tune in next time. Stay close. Make sure you have your notifications on and give this a like if it spoke to you. But we will be back very, very soon with more content. because it's time to shake things up. Have a good day.